Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hey guys, before we start, I just want to point out the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. It's a free download. Go to the text side and you will find it. It has absolutely great information, completely free, how to become a landlord, how to determine the value of a property, or creative financing for commercial real estate. All of it is completely free. Go download it. Also, I want to point out my CRE crash course. It's a 2-week must-have program with a must-have skills for commercial real estate, like investment strategies, the must-have financial terms, how a deal is done. Go take a look at it, go to the text side and click on the link. And now let's continue with our program. Hey guys, how are you? This is Ishai Breslauer, your host of the CRE Shark Eye Show. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. It's time to discuss a little bit of the market and what's going on in the market. We're obviously seeing the market exploding in many ways, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be slowing down anytime soon. I hope you guys agree with me and you're seeing the same thing. Few things I would like to discuss. First of all, we're seeing record prices. We're seeing that it's not going down anytime soon. The interest rate, everybody's talking about that the interest rates are going to go up eventually. And it seems like it's going that way. It's not going to stay as low as it was until now. Things are going to go up. Inflation, everybody's talking inflation. We see that inflation is out there and it will affect the markets in a big way. Office space, I'm going to discuss a little bit of office space because the office space is the one topic that I keep repeating it because it's the one asset class that was in the unknown. We all knew what's going on with, you know, pre-pandemic. We knew that hotels are doing great and retail was doing somewhat, you know, shaky because of the e-commerce revolution led by Amazon. And all of a sudden came the pandemic and killed the hotels and they went to zero in occupancy. And at the same time, the retail died all of a sudden in a sudden death. They went down 70%, income was decreased, but now we're seeing retail is back, thank God, and everything is going back, but still with the same limitations of e-commerce and the revolution of e-commerce. And again, retail is, and all the people that I've interviewed that are in retail, they all talk about the type of tenant mix, the type of centers, the type of shopping centers that the owners, that the landlords will own, that will make the big difference between a failing center and a succeeding center. So that's one of the major things that are happening in retail. I'm not going to discuss retail in depth today, but it's definitely what type of tenant mix you have, what type of center are you going to run, and are you going to acquire, and that will make the major difference. But office was always in the limbo because we knew that the pandemic sort of proved us that multifamily, residential, multifamily are the most resilient asset class. We saw it live. We saw it happening. People need a roof over their head. It had been discussed time and time again. At the same time, office is a big question. Why? Because office was hit, but not completely hit. But this is the one asset class that remain out there as a problem. Why? Because people got used to work from home. And owners and business owners, entrepreneurs, they got used to having people work from home and they saw that it's not as terrible as they thought it will be. So right now, we have a situation. Is office coming back or not? And the answer is, office is obviously coming back and will come back, but in a different capacity. And according to PwC, we see that 73% are on the limbo whether they're going to expand office space or going to take down some office space. Some people are going to work from home and come 3 times a week to the office, and the rest of the time they're going to work from home. Some of them will do it the opposite way, meaning will be less time in the office. Office will live because people still need that interaction. They need that ability to work together with one another. And we understand that business owners want their people to come and interact and have that think tank, the brainstorming together in the office is very, very important to them. So office is not dying. The only question is how office will be used. More office space, less office space. Is the pandemic going to cause larger spaces, which seems that to be that way, at the same time, less people in the office, so maybe less spaces? I believe that the innovation of the new kind of office is underway. We're going to see a lot of new ways that we've never seen in office. Office is going to be one of the most interesting, revolutionized asset classes, and we're going to see it happening in front of our eyes. But at this point, office is not in the best shape, and we're going to see the change use of office. I would like to discuss some locations. So few of the leading markets are, according to PwC, Nashville, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Austin, Texas, number 4, Tampa, Florida, Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Fort Worth, Atlanta, Seattle, Boston. These are the leading markets, the strongest markets that people are moving into. Growth, jobs, high tech. A lot of tech companies are moving to those places and creating the growth and the explosion of many more jobs and requirements. And people are moving in, as well as many places. Not all those places have lower taxes, and obviously many of those places have lower cost of living. Every single city, every single location that you would be considering as a growing market, you have to go into that market, and maybe we'll do that in the future. Maybe I will choose maybe 3 markets, and I will choose one podcast that I'm going to dedicate to those specific markets to see what gets them to be. Why do we call them a growing market? Why do we actually consider them as a market that we would like them to see ourselves investing in? Why is it? And maybe I will actually dedicate time for that. But all those are coming in the expense of those markets that are actually hurting. Which markets are hurting? Everybody heard me speaking about this in the past. And that's New York, that's Chicago, DC, LA, San Francisco. Those are the markets that people are actually leaving. Those are the exodus, the major exodus of those big cities for many reasons. One of the major reasons, and that I heard from Akerson Milichap, a very, very interesting perspective. Very, very interesting perspective. And the perspective is as follows. You have major transportation coming into those cities. Major, major transportation is coming into those cities. And with millions of people at the same time, considering the fact that pandemic is not completely behind us, having the Delta, variant and maybe other variants coming our way, maybe this is something that we have to be considering that will take a little bit more time to recover. Although we are seeing recovery definitely in New York City and definitely in other cities that saw major exodus, but we're still seeing the exodus from those cities from other reasons. Sometimes it's policy. Sometimes this is, you're talking taxes, weather, okay? Sometimes it's a combination of many, many things, and people are deciding, and that's why people, I guess, decided to move to Florida. I know a lot of people who moved to Florida and are happy about their move, and Florida became a new hub of business. It was always a hub of business, but in the size and the spectrum that we're talking about today, it's major. It's major, major, major. Now, what drives investors? What really drives investors in terms of which asset class, which markets, et cetera? We spoke about the growing markets, but the growth of industrial is unprecedented. The growth of industrial that we're seeing across the board, as well as multifamily, again, we see that multifamily had been proven, meaning it was proven to us that multifamily, that residential multifamily / multifamily, everybody needs a roof over their head. Everybody needs to live somewhere. Not only that, but people in terms of the single family scene, we saw that a lot of people moved from the big cities
because they decided, hey, I can't go to the office. I might as well need larger space for me, for myself, for my family, as well as my work. And they needed an office, sometimes for the husband and the wife, sometimes just one office. But anyways, people are putting money for the aspect of having a larger space so they can work from home and they have the ability to actually do some work, not going to the office. And obviously it, you know, large, huge influence on the office, on the shrinking of office that we've spoken about just a few minutes ago. Industrial is pretty much self-explanatory. The idea of retail changing caused the distribution centers to come alive in a way that we have never seen before. And therefore, the demand for industrial became huge demand. And investors are running and are taking advantage of it. At this point already, the cap rates are starting to shrink. And when you're talking about stabilized properties, the cap rates are definitely shrinking. You're seeing only growth in the market, and it doesn't seem like it's going to slow down anytime soon. Guys, single family homes, affordability is a major problem. There's a major shortage in single family homes. Rent is definitely a preference. A lot of people are saying to themselves, I don't want to own a home. I would like to rent. And that became a preference. Even in the scene of the single family homes, it's something that causes the market to show no slowdown anytime soon. Basically, discussing single family homes is a very interesting topic nowadays. It became really a driver. And again, because of the home office discussion. But interesting enough, it's really exciting to discuss it due to the fact that, first of all, in the South has over 40% of the transactions that happen, you know, for people are moving there. Northeast is also a strong area that people are moving into. The median prices are moving higher and higher. And that is something that is not stopping. Inventory, as I said, is we have a shortage of inventory. Another thing is, and that is something really interesting. You have 90 million millennials, 90 million millennials who are like thirsty to have their own home. What is with that? Meaning it used to be the opposite way. It used to be the millennials that are trying to move to the big cities. There used to be like this thirst to go to move to Boston, to New York City, to be in the city, to be in Manhattan. It's not there anymore. Everything changed. Our lives changed. And now we have just, you know, right behind those millennials, we have the Gen Z guys and girls coming in. And they're thirsty to have their own property and their own investment portfolio and to start going into this real estate market. And that's, you know, it's an amazing thing. How strong is the whole real estate investment market? How strong became real estate? How aware those young people became when they hear real estate, they want to learn about real estate. They want to understand real estate. They want to be a part of it. They want to be investors of real estate, whether it's single family homes or the more commercial aspect of it, which is obviously the thing that I drive. But right now, just to go back and discuss a little bit of that thing that is called the growth lately, we have a problem of inventory, I said. It's a part of that growth. It's a part of that getting the prices going up, a problem of inventory. And it's the slowest pace of building, of construction, of development towards having more and more housing. It's the slowest pace of building since 1995. This is pretty serious. Between 2012 to 2021, you have 12 million more households that need homes. At the same time, how many homes were built? 7 million, almost half. So in order to get to that number, to that 12 million number, that is the required number in order to have every meaning all those people want homes, you need to actually double the pace of development. And that is a crazy thing. Another discussion is the fact that the interest rate until now were low and still are considerably low. And they won't stay there. even though the prices are up, the opportunity in having low interest rates is making sure that the people that are buying the homes have the ability to actually pay the debt service. They can actually pay their mortgage. So you have those trends that are coming in, and all those people are separating usually the single family home scene from the commercial real estate. And I like to do that many times. But the more I see it happening, the more I see how things are correlated. Everything affects everything. So if you're a multifamily owner and you want to see people moving to the big city, whether they want to own a condo or they want to rent, you know, a unit in New York City, and all of a sudden they don't need to work in an office. Everything is driven in those places by office because people want to be close to their workplace. But all of a sudden they don't need to be close to their workplace. They can work from home, or they can work mostly from home. All of a sudden they don't need to be in those areas. So they move to Long Island, or they move to Jersey, or they even move to another place like Nashville, like Ohio, like North Carolina. They move to other places and they find the, you know, their new lives evolving around their home and not around their office. And that changes everything. It changes completely. It changes everything completely. It's an unbelievable thing, which we're experiencing today. And therefore, the focus on single family home scene, on the single family home scene, became such a focus. At the same time, you have another market that evolves, and that is those who actually build single family homes in the multifamily format, not having little units, but having single family homes. As let's say a person comes and builds 10, 12 single family homes and rents them out, because those people who don't really want to own and only want to rent became a trend. They became something. So that became something that people want to get involved in. They want to be a part of. At the same time, you have the millennials who do want to own, and those Gen Z people who do want to have homes, etc. You know what the big question is? The big question is, and I believe that this is the trend that is going to be, what will happen? What will happen to all those markets when the pandemic is going to be way behind us? Is going to become really history? It's going to be something that we read in the books about. What will happen to the market of those urban places that used to be desirable? Are they going to be crazy desirable again? Are the young people that we knew wanted only Manhattan and the centers all over, are they going to go back to those places? Are they going to ditch the dream of having a single family home somewhere or a huge condo somewhere else, not in the main city, not in the big cities? Are they going to ditch that concept in order to go back to be in the center? That is a question that I would love to see the answer. And I don't know the answer for it. But I believe that there's going to be a combination. I believe that the future of that combination is still unknown, but is the most exciting question. Because you have that crazy question of what will be, what will become from office? What will the office be? Is it going to be a new office type? A lot of people are talking about new combination of office. Exciting stuff. How is it going to be? We're going to talk about it a lot more. What's going to be with the single family home scene? Are people going to stick to that idea to have larger spaces? They don't care being close to the big cities. Is it going to diminish? What will happen to those? That is still unknown. And with that, guys, I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to see you in the next show. Take care. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.